Is the APCO Foundation race day takeover from now until 10 this morning.
We're doing lots of horsey things today and it's absolutely fantastic. I am that excited because I've got gloves on and sitting in front of me is the beautiful 18 karat gold Lexus Melbourne Cup. It's touring around for the first time in its history of touring, 17 year history. It's come to Geelong today. It's so excited. The APCO Foundation have got a lot to do with this. The keeper of the cup is Joe McGrath and he's on the phone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Millie. How are you going down there?
We're very excited. I'm holding the cup. My goodness, how heavy is it?
Well, it is actually 3.4 kilos in weight.
Yeah.
And it has 1.65 kilos of 18 karat gold, which is a lot of gold.
That's amazing.
That is a lot of gold.
How do you become keeper of the cup? I mean, that's your job. What's the process to become that, you know, that prestigious job? That's amazing.
Yes, Hayden, I must admit I have looked to Google it on search.com or whatever they have and doesn't quite come up in other professions. But, yeah, look, I was very fortunate to be brought up in a racing family and bookmaking and horse breeding and racehorse ownership. And I suppose I had an undying passion for racing, breeding, everything, and then the historical aspects connected with racing. And then it sort of stumbled across about 18 years ago, the cup going on the road, and I thought this is an interesting sort of concept, and the rest is history, as they say.
Wow. It'd be interesting filling in your tax forms, Joe, riding keeper of the cup. I'm sure you have to explain that a lot. So, Joe, how does it travel? I mean, it's so well cared for. We've got a beautiful team with the gloves. We were aware how precious it is. But when it's not being passed around and people have the gloves on touching it, how does it travel on tour? Like, is it, you know, it's not just thrown in a suitcase, I'm guessing, in the booth. Like, how does it go?
Well, yes, I think in some ways you need to keep it as nondescript as you can. Like, certainly as travelling through airports, which is a concept which is quite foreign to us all now, but, you know, like, you don't necessarily want to draw attention to yourself, and it was always been interesting going through the checkout and the x-rays and they go, what is that? And you sort of just have your sort of game face on, you know, your poker face and that's the Melbourne Cup. But look, it does travel around in a padded formed case which protects the actual trophy, and we have a few different cases, but there's quite a big safe at Flemington that we lock it away in, and that's where it sort of pretty much resides for a fair bit of the time while it's not touring.
And how much maintenance does it need? I mean, it's incredibly shiny and beautiful at the moment, even with Mel with her gloves on and she's holding it.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Like, does it get a polish once a week, or what sort of treatment does it
need? Yeah, well, you know, it does oxidise the cup, and I often, you know, when people win the cup and the jockeys and trainers as well, say, look, you know, you need to actually maintain it. And, you know, you need to polish it along the way and just sort of keep it protected. I mean, one of the highest risks for the cup is actually people grabbing it with their hands.
Yes.
And so that's why we have the gloves. People have rings on their fingers and all this sort of stuff, which can scratch the, which is quite a precious metal. I mean, people think sometimes we just do this with the gloves just for a look. I mean, it's actually used to protect the actual the metal. And when you're sort of travelling around and there's quite a lot of destinations and, you know, you might come across 50,000 people in a year that might be holding it, you sort of need to have some protective measures in place.
Well, Joe, for the first time in the 17-year history, the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour has come to Geelong. So thank you so much for letting us see this beautiful cup today. As Hayden said, it's very shiny and it's very beautiful. Mum used to have a bit of tarn off from copper art when we were kids, and I'm telling you, it didn't do a job like this thing. People can see it. Thank you so much for telling us about the Melbourne Cup today and that you're the keeper of the cup. Joe McGrath, have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.